Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a topic near and dear to our digital, what would you even call them? Digital Michelangelos.
I like that.
Yeah, to our digital Michelangelos out there. Anatomy for ZBrush Artists. We're dissecting Understanding the Human Figure, a book that's, well, it's causing quite a stir.
It is.
Especially with ZBrush legend David Bittorf singing its praises.
And for good reason. It's not every day you find an anatomy resource that speaks directly to the needs of visual artists, particularly those working in a 3D space like ZBrush.
Okay, so let's unpack this. What makes this book different from, say, your average anatomy textbook? You know, the kind that makes you want to doze off.
It's all about the approach, really. This book, it understands that visual learners, like, you know, like ZBrush artists, they thrive on seeing concepts in action. So instead of just dense paragraphs, you get 3D models, photographs of models, and, you know, all these dynamic poses and these really cool color-coded overlays. It just makes the information click.
Hold on. Color-coded overlays. Tell me more about those. What makes them so special?
Okay, so imagine this. You're trying to sculpt a bicep, right? With these overlays, you see exactly where the muscle originates on the skeleton, its path, and where it inserts.
Wow.
It's like having X-ray vision into how muscle contractions shape the surface forms, which is, well, you know, pure gold for ZBrush artists.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's one thing to know the bicep exists, but to actually see how it connects and interacts with the arm during movement. That's a whole other level of understanding.
Precisely. And this visual approach, it's woven throughout the entire book. It helps you grasp those subtle yet crucial anatomical details that elevate your sculpts from good to, you know, wow, that looks so lifelike.
So it's less about memorizing muscle names and more about truly understanding how they function and translate to the digital sculpting process in ZBrush.
Exactly. It's about bridging that gap between anatomical knowledge and artistic execution, which is essential for any ZBrush artist looking to master the human form.
This is already sounding like a game changer for ZBrush artists. But let's dive into some specifics. What are some aha moments a reader might experience with this book? I want to know the juicy stuff.
One that comes to mind is how the book demystifies complex hand anatomy.
The bane of every artist's existence. Hands are so intricate.
Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah.
But this book, it breaks down the hand's intricate muscle groups, the thenar and hypothenar muscles, for example, in a way that clarifies how they control grip, tension, and all those subtle nuances of finger articulation. It's like having a masterclass on sculpting hands powered by anatomy.
I can already see the light bulb moments happening for our listeners.
Yeah.
But it's not just about, you know, mastering individual body parts, right?
Right.
What about understanding how the entire body works together in motion? I'm talking about those dynamic poses that really bring characters to life.
Yeah, that's where understanding the human figure truly shines, especially for ZBrush artists. The book is packed with visual references for hundreds of poses. I mean, we're talking everything from simple gestures to, you know, those really complex athletic movements.
So instead of staring at a blank screen, trying to imagine how a muscle group should look during like a jump or a twist, I can actually see it laid out in detail.
Exactly. It's like having a whole library of dynamic anatomy references right at your fingertips, ready to inspire and inform your ZBrush sculpts.
Wow.
You mentioned you were struggling with dynamic poses earlier, and I really think this book could be a game changer for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For that specific challenge.
I'm starting to see why David Bittorf is such a huge proponent of this book.
Mm.
But let's talk about the practical application for a moment. How does this knowledge actually translate to a ZBrush artist's workflow?
Okay, so think of it this way. ZBrush, it gives you the tools to sculpt anything, right?
Yeah.
But this book gives you the knowledge to sculpt realistically.
It's like having a roadmap instead of just a compass.
Yes.
You know where you want to go, but this shows you the best way to get there.
Precisely. And those color-coded muscle overlays we talked about,
yep,
they become your secret weapon in ZBrush.
Okay. I'm hooked. Tell me more.
All right. So let's say you're sculpting a character in a dynamic pose, like a warrior lunging with a sword.
Okay.
By referring to the book's visuals, you can see exactly how the muscles in the back, shoulders, arms, they all engage. Suddenly, you're not just guessing about how to sculpt the tension, the contraction. You're recreating it.
Right.
With anatomical accuracy, which just takes your work to a whole new level of realism.
It's about understanding the why behind the what,
mm-hmm,
of each bulge and contour in your ZBrush sculpt.
Yes. And that understanding, it shines through in the final product.
This is reminding me of a time I was trying to sculpt a hand reaching for a doorknob.
Oh.
And I couldn't get the tendons and veins to look right. This book would have been a lifesaver.
It's amazing how, those small details, how they can make or break the realism of a sculpt.
Totally.
But those details, they're no longer a mystery with this book as your guide. And let's not forget, this approach isn't just for, seasoned ZBrush veterans.
It feels like this book throws a lifeline to artists of, well, all levels, even those who might find anatomy, kind of intimidating.
Absolutely. It breaks down those complex concepts into, digestible pieces without sacrificing the depth. You can just start with the basics and then gradually work your way up to those, more intricate details. You're building a solid understanding of human anatomy as you go.
That's crucial for ZBrush artists who are just
No.
starting their journey. You don't want to get overwhelmed right out of the gate, but you also don't want to be stuck with just like a superficial understanding.
Exactly. And speaking of not being stuck, I think this book really helps artists break free from those stiff, those unnatural poses, the ones that plague so many digital sculptures.
Yeah, it's so easy to fall into that trap.
It is.
And that reminds me, we touched upon earlier those testimonials from, really big names in the industry, like Tiago Rios from Santa Monica Studio. They've praised this book for its practical approach.
It's one thing for us to sit here and sing its praises, right? But to hear it from industry veterans who are, crafting some of the most visually stunning games out there, that speaks volumes.
It really does. It's that validation that this book isn't just about theory. It's about, empowering artists to take that anatomical knowledge and create truly captivating work.
And it makes you wonder, with that solid anatomical foundation under your belt, what's next for ZBrush artists? I mean, what new levels of realism and expression, narrative can be achieved? It's exciting.
Those are some exciting questions to ponder. So to wrap things up, if you're a ZBrush artist, aspiring your seasoned, understanding the human figure, this book, it seems like an invaluable tool to add to your arsenal. It's a deep dive into anatomy that will not only elevate your sculpting skills, but also, I think, ignite your creativity in ways you never thought possible. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and remember, the most incredible digital sculptures, they begin with a deep understanding of the human form.